2 years ago on the programme, we debated the merits of a new scheme to get more high-flying graduates into the mental health field. Called Think Ahead, it follows in the footsteps of similar schemes like Teach First. This time, top graduates train, mostly on the job, to become mental health social workers. Jonathan Clifton from the Institute of Public Policy Research wrote a report backing the scheme.
I think it could have a tremendous impact in the long term. Experience will be high-quality placements, and that's what we think provides a really good learning environment.
But as we heard at the time, not everyone was in favour, and June Thoburn, Emeritus Professor of Social Work at the University of East Anglia, told me why.
I think it's selling them short. There are going to be some good people, and then just not going to get the education, the professional education they need to do this very difficult job.
That was back in 2014, and this summer the very first trainees started on the scheme. And after the debate we had before, we've been wondering how it would all go. So we decided to follow two of the first trainees. Al Toombs read English literature at Lancaster University, and now he's based in Coventry. And Charlotte Seymour did philosophy, politics and economics at Oxford University, then worked in law, and her placement is in East London.
Think Ahead appealed because it's a scheme that, well, for one, it was clear that you would be getting quite a lot of support. So you have support from Think Ahead itself. And then when you're in your placement, you have support from what's known as a consultant social worker. So someone that's managing a unit of four of you. So that's quite intensive support. And you also have a focus on leadership throughout the programme, which means that you'll be experienced some inspiring talks and that sort of thing. And probably one of the biggest draws is the fact that this is a paid scheme, especially coming in as someone that's not a recent graduate, although it's not much easier for recent graduates.
So Al, you had your 6 weeks of training in the summer, and then you start on the job, and as you say, still doing some training as you go. But Al, what's it been like starting? What did you remember about that first day?
Oh, the first day. I got there about half an hour early because I was really nervous and I wasn't quite sure where I was going. But I really sort of enjoyed my first day. I got a really positive kind of vibe from my consultant social worker who sort of introduced himself, and to the rest of us, because there's four of us in each unit. So that's sort of another added layer of support. So we'd already met each other, but we sort of got to know each other a bit more over the first day, over the first week. We were introduced to the mental health team that we were in and sort of how that trust works, because each trust is different. It was nerve-wracking, and I think going into that environment where, you know, it's a very busy environment, everybody's working, everybody's sort of focused on the cases that they're on, and you know, four students walk in, and it feels quite daunting at first, but everybody's more than happy to sort of give you some time and sort of talk you through what they're doing or talk through what you're doing. And that immediately came through to me in the first week. So it was a really positive experience for me.
Charlotte, what's the work been like so far? What have you been actually doing?
The work's been challenging. Have got a small caseload at the moment, so I've got about three cases, going to be getting my fourth case soon. And have really been focusing at this stage on building relationships with those individuals. So working with quite a diverse group. In one case, it's someone who's recently been discharged from hospital and looking at the circumstances around his discharge. So, for example, seeing what the situation is with his income. The person has had benefits stopped, seeing what the situation is with getting those reinstated. It's not an uncommon thing for someone to be discharged from hospital, to have built up rent arrears, housing benefit may have stopped, and to find that they're being threatened with eviction. So in my case, I'm then speaking with the council and effectively advocating for that person.
So it's very practical support.
It is very practical. Certainly at this stage, as I say, I'd say the main thing has been focusing on building relationships, and in my few cases, actually, it has been quite practical to start with, because I've been thrown into some cases where there are people who are in pretty dire straits when it comes to things such as housing and benefits, and you can't ignore the fact that there are some immediate practical steps that you need to take and you need to learn quickly. But we are, hopefully, once those matters have been dealt with, the idea is that you're also working with people on their longer term recovery, and you're looking at their aspirations, their life goals, and talking to them about their plans for the future.
Al, what's your work like? Is it similar?
Fairly similar, yeah, actually. Quite reassuring to hear what Charlotte's doing, because mine sort of is incredibly similar in the sense that it's practical. You're working a lot with people. You're sort of getting alongside them in the struggles that they're undertaking at the moment. I also have a few cases, and several of those are regarding discharge and hospital placements and things like that. There's one man in particular that I'm working with who he has quite sort of severe dementia, and he has something called dysphagia, which means that he can't articulate his thoughts and his feelings. So a lot of my work has been to link him with his carers and his family and the people that are working with him, and sort of entering into a situation where I'm quite new and sort of endeavouring to learn what I can about that person in order to advocate for them successfully, and to kind of, even though they can't communicate sort of, you know, in the normal way that we would, advocate their wishes as best as possible and secure a discharge and a placement for him after his hospital care that meets his needs.
And we hear a lot, Al, about the huge pressures that social workers are under. Do you see that day to day? Has it been surprising?
I'd say there is a sense of pressure, as I think there sort of is with any role. But I think because everything is so person-centred, and because you are essentially working with people, you have to keep that sort of central in what you're doing. If you become aware of the pressure around you, I think it can get too much sometimes.
And Charlotte, what's been the hardest thing so far?
The hardest thing, I have definitely witnessed some things that I've found quite hard. So, for example, we've done quite a bit of shadowing as part of our induction period leading into this. And, for example, I've been shadowing at a police station and seeing, in a particular case, a young person who was only 15, who, following a family dispute, had been basically left in a police cell until she was able to be seen by a psychiatric nurse. And that was fairly distressing to witness. There've also been some distressing things, such as when you have a team meeting and you hear that someone's unfortunately committed suicide. But obviously it's hard when you're getting the experiences of other professionals, and especially quite seasoned professionals who find it incredibly hard. It's not something that you get used to. And I suppose hearing those stories and appreciating the tough nature of the role. I also, maybe personally, in terms of someone I've been working with, it's been witnessing some of the conditions that people are living in. You see, for example, accommodation which might be suitable in theory, but that person should really be in supported housing, and they're not really in a good position to live independently. They can't take proper care of themselves or the environment, and you sort of see the condition that the accommodation has got into, and that's been quite difficult to see, because you're not there to immediately start sort of tidying and cleaning things up and that sort of thing. You're there for a set time to deal with a matter at hand. So those have been some of the hard things I've witnessed and experienced.
But at the moment, you still feel it's the job for you?
Yeah, definitely. I think that's made me more committed and excited about it in a weird way, because it is a profession with huge responsibility, often dealing with people who might be quite vulnerable.
And Al, what about you? Would you echo that? Are you more sure or less sure this is the right thing to be doing?
Oh, more sure, definitely. I feel incredibly challenged. I feel inspired. I feel like this is definitely the right place for me. Some of the things that I've seen have only sort of emphasised why this kind of role and this opportunity is important for me and for the people that I work with, and for the people that might sort of think, the people that might be thinking about doing this course in the future.
Al and Charlotte. And in the spring, we'll visit them in Coventry and East London to see how they're getting on.